string theorist, Brian Greene, wants to help you understand the cold, cruel universe by Jeffrey Kluger. If you're feeling all dreamy about the universe, here's a pro tip. Don't tell Brian Greene. That guy can chill your cosmic buzz fast. I recently swung by the office of the Columbia University theoretical physicist, full of happy, giddy questions, and came away pretty much empty. Is there such a thing as a natural moral order? I wondered. Not in this universe, there isn't. What about a purpose to the universe, then? The reason the whole 13.8 billion year old shebang with its hundreds of billions of galaxies and trillions of planets happened in the first place? Nope, Green says, no such purpose, adding, and that's okay. Maybe for him it is. Surely, though, Green will grant the existence of free will, that first item on the wish list of every freshman year philosophy student who ever lived. Sorry, not a chance. Your particles are just obeying their quantum mechanical marching orders, Green says. You have no ability to intercede in that quantum mechanical unfolding, none whatsoever. But here's the thing about Green, founder of the World Science Festival, host of multiple TV series on PBS, and the author of 5 books, including the blockbuster The Elegant Universe and the just-released Until the End of Time. He says it all with such ebullience, such ingenious enthusiasm, that if he told you the whole cold, amoral universe was ending tomorrow, you'd roll with it the way he would, as just one more dramatic chapter in an extraordinary tale in which we all have a precious, if fleeting, role. That's not to say everyone embraces his cosmic view so easily. I'll be frank, Green says. I have some students come in crying, and they say, this is kind of shaking my world up. And I say to them, that's not a bad thing. It's fine to have your world shook. The pieces may fall back in the end to where you were, and they may not. On the day I saw him, the man who has made himself the master of some of the most abstruse aspects of physics, superstring theory, spatial topography, was instead being mastered by one of the more basic ones, gravity.